And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Some rare good news coming from Hollywood today as Disney settled their lawsuit with Gina Carano, the actress they fired from The Mandalorian back in 2021 for daring to compare political persecution to what happened in Nazi Germany. The statement Disney released admitted that Carano was always well-respected by her directors, co-stars, and staff, and even promising to identify opportunities to work together in the future. Translation, we panicked under woke pressure and now realize we made a costly mistake. Carano, on her part, was gracious, thanking God for his love and grace in the outcome. A reminder to us all that taking the high road often pays dividends. The Air Force has drawn a clear line on transgender ideology by denying early retirement benefits to service members with 15 to 18 years who refuse to comply with the reinstated military ban. With those with 18 to 20 years who got approved for early retirement, the dozen or so with less service time will receive separation pay at double the normal rate instead of pension benefits, a measured approach that acknowledges service while maintaining military standards. Exactly what you would expect from leadership that puts mission effectiveness over political correctness. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Texas, we're getting a disturbing look at what passes for mayoral conduct when Mayor Jim Ross was caught on video unleashing a profanity-laced tirade against a Christian street preacher at an LGBT festival. Ross, who claims to be moderate, told the preacher that he would commit sexual acts with the man's wife, using language so vile, I would never, ever repeat it on the air or even in private. This is the same mayor who created advisory councils based on race and identity while apparently struggling with his own tax obligations. And in upstate New York, the Child Advocacy Center of Greater Rochester learned that parents still have voices when they canceled a drag bingo fundraiser after community backlash. A drag performer is claiming the cancellation means hate wins, apparently not grasping that parents questioning why a child protection organization would host adult-themed entertainment for kids isn't hate, it's common sense. One commentator perfectly captured the absurdity, saying this was never about inclusivity, it was about boundaries. Boundaries that matter when you're working with vulnerable, traumatized children. Finally, some justice from across the Atlantic. A Brazilian woman has been granted refugee status in Europe after facing 25 years in prison for misgendering a transgender politician. The woman's crime? Well, she posted on social media that the most voted on woman in Sao Paulo was a man. Now she's the first person officially recognized as a victim of state persecution for opposing gender ideology, a precedent that could help others fleeing countries where truth-telling has become criminalized. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.